spectral energy distributions in 3 deep drilling fields of the Vera C. Rubin Observatory Legacy Survey of Space and Time, Source Classification and Galaxy Properties, by Fan Zhou et al. WCDFS, ELAISS-1, and XMMLSS will be 3 deep drilling fields, DDFs, of the Vera C. Rubin Observatory Legacy Survey of Space and Time, LSST, but their extensive multi-wavelength data have not been fully utilized as done in the Cosmos field, another LSST DDF. To prepare for future science, we fit source spectral energy distributions, SEDs, from X-ray to far infrared in these 3 fields mainly to derive galaxy stellar masses and star formation rates. We use SIGAL versus 2022.0, a code that has been regularly developed and evaluated, for the said fitting. Our catalog includes 0.8 million sources covering 4.9 degs squared in WCDFS, 0.8 million sources covering 3.4 degs squared in ELAISS-1, and 1.2 million sources covering 4.9 degs squared in XMMLSS. Besides fitting normal galaxies, we also select candidates that may host active galactic nuclei, AGNs, or are experiencing recent star formation variations and use models specifically designed for these sources to fit their SEDs. This increases the utility of our catalog for various projects in the future. We calibrate our measurements by comparison with those in well-studied smaller regions and briefly discuss the implications of our results. We also perform detailed tests of the completeness and purity of said selected AGNs. Our data can be retrieved from a public website. This was Spectral Energy Distributions in 3 Deep Drilling Fields of the Vera C. Rubin Observatory Legacy Survey of Space and Time, Source Classification and Galaxy Properties, by Fan Zhou et al.